Whoa, fellas. It's been quite a while since I've dropped one of these divisive or polarizing ruminations. I'm starting to get a lot of flack behind that shit. You know. But it's basically like a deeper peek into the mind of the soap, you know. And it's none of the silliness that I bring in the bucket, none of the horror that I bring to you, and things that make you go damn. It's, you know, you could say it's soap in his most philosophical, waxing poetically, his, you know, that type of a thing, you know, this side. And I was just thinking about it after watching, you know, a few of these documentaries and everything. Totally unrelated to what I'm thinking about here. It just got my mind jogging for a reason or two. Is that black men really did make themselves just a little known. You know, it kind of strange that, you know, they were more pissed off at the generation that was voting than so. You know, the factions of black men that made themselves known in this past presidential election in 2024. Now, one thing I noticed too, and this is the one stat that I was looking for to see, well, next to, you know, the generational and all of that, but I was looking at the percentage of black men that have voted, and, you know, for Trump in particular, because there are, I'd like to say, four or maybe five factions in black men alone. Okay, check it. One faction is indifferent to everything and anything. Average Joe, you know, getting married, he's probably working, you know, taking care of a family, doesn't even. He isn't concerned with community politics or anything like that, so he's in a way checked out. You know, he's nonpartisan, dare I say, to what's going on in the black community. And yeah, he identifies himself as black every now and again. When you do ask him if he's pressed, he'll tell you. Then the second faction, and this one is the most known. He's what we would call the sycophantic, the simp black man. And this one is in high abundance. Believe you me, that is still around. Even with, you know, the red pill goings on, and as of, you know, the past, shit, 8 to 10 years, these guys don't like any of that. These guys are vehemently against this. And willing to uphold blackness, quote unquote, blackness, and you know the sanctity of a black woman, I guess, which is why I would call it sycophantic, if you ask me. You know, a sycophantic love of the black woman, and you see some of these in a radical form when they say that the black woman is God. You know, black woman worship, if you will. And that is in high abundance, that faction. You got a third. You know, most would say that they're Ibmore, you know. And these fellas are kind of like a men's rights part of black men. They do see the injustices going on. With us, you know, they're not looking at your average everyday injustices like, ooh, cop beat me and system held me down. No, they see that, no, the black woman ain't God, you know, the black man is God in this case. And, you know, you don't, he dates minorities, other minorities of other races. He doesn't, you know, necessarily go to what is called the snow bunny, if you will. That's best seen in some, if you are in the YouTube space, that's best seen in Black One, Ram 313. Then you got SYSBM, Mad Bus Driver, I believe is what it spearheaded this faction. And these fellas, you know, they don't date, they would rather date foreign, and they would rather date, you know, other minorities, much like the Ibmore category. And with them, they lean a lot more conservative. Men of this variety were often shunned in the past. They still are. They still are shunned for their stance on, you know, they would like to see, you know, equality. Well, not equality, I would say stability, more or less stability. There are black conservatives here in SYSBM, that faction of it. And then you have the MGTOW faction of it, which is a lot more radical. Monk mode, oh no, we are not going with, you see that often in me a lot. You know, we're, you know, to hell with dating an American woman, period, and to hell with dating foreign women in America, period, because they have been radicalized by the feminists, you know. Yeah, be it from the left or the right, they see something really messed up here, and they are monk mode. And some are, you know, some venture a little out of monk mode and only, you know, smash and dash. You know what I'm saying? They either smash and dash, or they're monk mode and no emotional attachment at all. If they're going to take a risk, they'll mash, you know, a foreign or a domestic. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of them are monk mode. So there you go. Those are what I'm seeing in the faction of black men. But what I'm seeing on a smaller scale, though, on a microcosmic level, when, now back to the election here. In the 2020 election, 11% of black men voted for Trump. Sorry about that. I'll say this again. In the 2020 election, 11% of black men voted for Trump. Now I'm seeing in this election, 2024, as of this recording, that election, it went up to 22% of black men. Oh, man. See, they used to be almost neck and neck, in lockstep with the Democratic Party. And that had been going on ever since, you know, Kennedy, really. And LBJ, with his infamous, you know, saying about this, and making it happen, you know. And we were voting as a monolith up until, I would like to say, either the time of H.W. Bush. But, you know, for the most part, they've stayed, black men have increasingly stayed, no, I've always stayed voting for the Democratic Party. Before Kennedy, though, you know, they, and after Lincoln, from the Emancipation Proclamation and into 100 years on out, and Emancipation, Reconstruction, Jim Crow, you name it, black men have voted Republican, all right? And the marriage rates on this side were absolutely higher than their white counterparts. You're in America. Imagine that. In many ways, blacks were more conservative, if you take that into account, than all their other racial counterparts. So I thought that was pretty interesting, it being 22% of black males voting for Trump, increasing in how the media isn't even mentioning that. Even these angry black women are not even making a note of that. That was kind of interesting. I mean, especially with, you know, dealings with you know, the red pill wave, the red pill, yes, dare I say the M-word, movement came around. Now, you know, the philosophy that I take on is not a movement. We're not trying to reform the laws. This is why we say that MGTOW is not a movement. If you really want to know, I mean, the only group of people that are making these women think twice about what the fuck they're saying, are not only the guys that have walked away, but for the most part, they have muted that voice. They're not listening to it. Oh, but they're listening to the transgender community. They're listening to them because they're cutting in on their action. As we can see them going into their spaces and in sports and just straight up dominating, you know? Now, you know, if the conservatives would just understand that they're doing a hell of a lot more than a men's rights activist could ever do when it comes to the gynocentric laws that are being, you know, passed out there. You know, they're giving these lawmakers and so-called thought leaders and influencers a second look at what the hell they have been doing in the past 10 years. And, you know, I'm not at all angry at the transgender movement for doing that, albeit they being, you know, radical liberal, you know. A transgender person is, you know, they're no different than a further left, conventional, gay, lesbian, and bisexual person, you know? It's a gender identity and expression, as they call it. But, yeah, I've ranted long enough. I'm going all over the map, ain't I? But that was, you know, kind of interesting. There's, you know, some factions within just black men alone, you know? And I happen to be of a man going his own way. I'm happen to be of the MGTOW variety, and I still will be. You know, I'm not trying to maintain no sense of blackness, because not all skin folk are kin folk, bruh. You know? They all are acting and carrying on like a great swath of us black men. I'd like to say at least 85% of us are carrying on like we should fear the cops, you know, and shit like that. No, we should, you know, have a healthy fear of our very own selves. Because there's a faction of us, or a great majority of us, that want to kill us. And this has been going on for the better half of, what, 40 years now? Think about that. But, I thought I'd go ahead and posit that along with you here, and I'll go ahead and release this to you guys. Well, I haven't done a rumination in quite a bit. I just thought I'd get that out to you and give you some stream of consciousness babble, more of that. And here today, bucket another day. Later, fellas.